Well, last summer, we interviewed several award winners at the Michigan Governor's Energy Excellence Celebration, including a company called Terra Caloric, which is based in Alpena, Michigan. Well, during that interview, we talked about an innovation, a very innovative heating and cooling system called WellConnect. And I was so intrigued that I followed up with Tim and Dennis Schultz. And guess what? Now I have a WellConnect system in my home. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the program Dennis and Tim Schultz, who are co-owners of Terra Caloric. Dennis, good to see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Tim, good to see you as well.
Good to see you. Thank you for having us.
Dennis, let's start with a background on, before we get into the WellConnect, and man, am I pleased with that system. Terra Caloric, the company that you folks co-own, how did it get started? A little history.
All right, well, my father, my stepdad, Emery Tim, is in the construction business his whole life. I joined him. I'm an aeronautical engineer, ended up coming home to become a builder, for crying out loud, in 1970. So we built homes and commercial businesses. And in early 90s, we started working on a commercial geothermal system for what became a museum for NOAA in our city. And that was our first geothermal project. And we, matter of fact, we had it LEED Gold certified. It was the first time anything in Northeast Michigan. I went to school real quick, you know, and learned how to do that stuff. But anyway, from that out, we said, we've tried to do some homes, did a couple homes. Matter of fact, Tim's home is geothermal. But the cost was $25,000, $30,000, that sort of thing. And we knew that the biggest demand and need were in the lower-income folks in the countryside, and they had a well. And that's how the idea started.
And so from there, the WellConnect system was developed. So I have one, but for our listeners, let's explain the WellConnect in terms that they might be able to understand. Tim?
Sure. So it's all about energy efficiency. We hear that a lot with a lot of the guests you have on. So in a nutshell, it's that simple. A WellConnect is 450% efficient versus most of the folks in the rural area who are burning propane or fuel oil and say maybe have an 80% efficient furnace. So, you know, five times more efficient is going to lead to lower cost. And if you think about Michigan with 1 million wells, we have this energy source, so to speak, just sitting there ready to be taken advantage of. Yeah, so if you look at the rural area and compared to the urban areas, they're basically spending $1 billion premium every year to heat their homes across the entire state. And those fuel sources are high emitting CO2, so you're looking at 6 million tons of CO2 being emitted into the air each year. So when we look at the efficiency side and you look at the economics, and this is really the breakthrough of WellConnect, there's not many systems that can also actually pay for themselves. When you look at the cost of, we use Michigan Saves financing quite a bit. When you look at the cost of the system plus the operating cost to heat, that's often less than what someone spends each year just in their propane bill.
I mentioned earlier, I have a WellConnect system in my home. I've had it about 4 months now, and I think you guys really helped me out by doing a cost-benefit analysis on that. You mentioned paying for itself. In my window, it looks like about 4 to 5 years when I add in the tax incentive that I got with it, and the thing's paid for.
Yeah, and today that tax incentive is gone. However, a lot of the electric rebate or utilities have excellent rebates, low financing. So even with that, we're talking maybe in the scope of the life of the product, maybe a year's difference in overall payback. So it's still a very attractive system, even without that federal tax credit.
Let's explain a little bit about how the WellConnect actually works for our listeners. And that would be, Dennis, you developed this system. How does it work?
Yeah, I had the idea, but, you know, we have engineers that really figure out this stuff, you know. But basically, we're a heat pump. You know, the big news now today is air-to-air heat pumps, where we pump the energy out of the air and put it into the home. But the air temperature varies across the year. And matter of fact, when we need the heat the most, there's the least energy in the air because it's 0 degrees outside. The WellConnect takes that principle and applies it to well water, which is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 51 degrees, 49 degrees, 52 degrees, depending on the latitude. So that's the idea. So we're pumping the energy out of the water, putting it into your home. In the summer, we just go backwards and we pump the energy out of the house into the water. It's dispersed back to the soil. So within a matter of minutes, that ground that was below your home is heading back home. Gravity has a funny way of taking it down.
Yeah, now, in terms of the cost, I mean, there's a little bit more on the electrical side. Again, you did the cost-benefit analysis for me, but the savings in either propane or, in my case, fuel oil dramatically outweighs the additional electric costs.
Right, and most utilities actually discount the electric rate, not necessarily every one of them. But Tim mentioned the tax savings is gone, but in many clients, instead of paying 12 or 13 cents a kilowatt hour, when you put geothermal system, which is what the core of this is, we reduce that to 9 cents, plus incentives, maybe $600 or $700 or $800 to help you with that electrical service. They'll add another service to your house when they do that.
So as an equivalent cost basis, propane has been averaging about $2 a gallon in Michigan the last few years. With these rates, the equivalent heating cost would be 60 cents a gallon for propane. So that's the way to look at this from a head-to-head basis.
A lot of people are going to ask, okay, well, you're using water from the well, but what happens to that water? Is it being recycled through the system? I mean, is it environmentally friendly?
Yeah, so water's always a topic, and unlike other systems, ours is using one-fifth of what other systems use. So that makes almost every well a candidate for this. It also makes getting rid of the water, putting it back to the earth, very easy. So it's not a hurdle, but it used to be a big Achilles heel of similar systems.
My wife and I looked at other heating and cooling systems on the geothermal front. One thing that we really liked about yours was a one-day install, and it only takes up a fairly small portion. It goes right next to our existing furnace, and within one day, your installer was in and out, and we were in business. I mean, a major advantage.
Yeah, that's one of the, we say, kind of the best of both worlds. You still have your current system for that coldest day, but you're, you know, 80% of the time, that system is underutilized. Whereas the well connects being used at almost 100%, you know, all the time. So you're getting a lot of cheap BTUs into your home and very small amount of expensive BTUs. Again, you look at air source heat pumps that are about on par with the upfront cost of ours, but this is twice as efficient. You look at geothermal systems that are on par with our efficiency, but they're about 70% more expensive than ours. Or I should say ours is about 70% less than theirs. So that's where the economics really are beautiful with this system. And it brings a lot of these wells, as I say, into play. And we talk about the utilities. You know, there's a lot of effort to reduce peak load. So, you know, 500 homes with a well connect equates to a megawatt of reduced energy demand. So, again, back to this energy efficiency comment, this is something that can truly now have a scalable impact on those efforts.
I'm going to sound like a walking advertisement for your company, but another thing that I like is the logger. So the first couple months that I had it, I was able to actually track the efficiencies and how much fuel oil I was saving. A little bit about the logger, Dennis.
Yeah, the logger simply measures the energy that the unit is using. It's internet connected, so you can watch it on your cell phone, and we track it also, and so there's a record kept for some time. And initially, we watch it a little closer than you do, probably, to make sure our installation worked really great. And at first, we had only a half a dozen of those units out. But now Tim is working on a program now where every unit will be installed with that as inherently as part of the unit. And then they'll have an option, the owners will have an option, I think Tim is talking about, where the second year they can pay to keep the service going. But the system isn't going to be in place right out of the box.
Yeah, this is one of the problems we have with this technology, unlike, say, solar, is it's out of sight, out of mind. So this logger kind of brings it to life. We can actually show a homeowner, because they're not going to see that propane bill now for many, 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 many months, and so it's hard to do the math. So this is real-time, exactly what you saved today.
Well, when I called my fuel oil company to tell them that I had the heat pump system in the well connect, he said, well, we probably will come out sometime in the summer and see how much is left in your tank, but he said, we don't need to come out anymore this winter. I mean, we're familiar with these systems. We're not going to see you as much as we used to. another thing, too, let's take a broader look at the industry. I was talking to the installer a little bit about these systems, but I think you started doing these, what, 2014, 2015? What about the growth in this market?
Yeah, I think our first, this until 2016 is when we really tried to move out into the market. And I think Tim said on the way down, we're building our 100 and over 100 units so far. So it's beginning to take off. The first 5 years, you have to, are all in the lab. test sites out there, I think our oldest installation is 4 years old.
5 years now.
5 years now. So, but we went a whole year just watching that while they're developing the details on the machine. So those, every development company goes through this. You'd like to hit the market. We're ready to go now, so it'll be a challenge for us to tell the world. So this sort of thing will help. And it's mostly teaching. It's a teaching process that we're involved in at this point.
Yeah, one of the challenges is people don't worry about their HVAC system until it goes down. And it's probably January, and that's now an emergency. So what do? You upgrade that 80% to maybe 95%, but you haven't fundamentally changed your system. So it's out of sight, out of mind, and until there's an issue, people aren't thinking about it. So our job is to say, let's think ahead. You know, oil's down the last few years, but what's it going to look like over the next 5 to 10? Probably going to be higher. Even if it isn't, today's numbers work.
Well, in terms of propane, I mean, we really don't know for the future, or natural gas, fuel oil. I mean, we can assume at some point that they're going to go back up again. But there's that other side of the equation, what we're doing in terms of not using fossil fuels. It's just a good thing for the environment.
Even if it was equal cost, it's a wise thing to do. I could mention something. We watch the propane business probably pretty closely. You look into it today, there's a lot of export going on. So current inventories right here in the United States today are really below the norm. So it's unfortunate in the sense that prices are likely to go up, but this is a world market we live in. So what is a surplus today in America is still a shortfall in Europe and or other places in the world. So there's even if we stay, as Tim says, where we are now, our customer gains by this product.
Just want to add, too, we talk a lot about heating savings because that's the majority of the cost. The billion-dollar premium I mentioned is all about heating. Air conditioning, even though we're in the northern tier of the country, is still also a demand. And just want to make sure everybody understands this thing also air conditions your home, and it does it very efficiently, dehumidifies very well. So we get a lot of feedback on, hey, I saved a lot of money, but my house is just so much more comfortable now. In fact, a lot of our customers were living in cold homes in the winter or in some cases didn't have AC. And also many were burning wood or burning pellets, which was this, you know, time-consuming, laborious job that they're just tired of doing.
You know, you mentioned the air quality and what have you, but one of the features that I forgot to mention, that one that my wife particularly likes, is the quiet, how quiet the system is compared to what we had before. I mean, she loves that. You don't hear the furnace clicking on, banging around through the pipes.
Yeah, that's right. We have just enough airflow to move BTUs, not heat. And nobody really has to understand that, but if you expect a hot air hitting you in the face, you're not going to feel it, are you? But you do, you're just warm. You're 72 degrees. And that's the goal. So it has that. So we don't need a lot of blast to heat you up with 180-degree air temporarily and then coast back down. So we just eat up to you steady over many more hours.
Yeah, as far as the noise element, too, there's the outside noise with an air conditioning system that's going to be somewhat a headache. So that goes away with our system. It's all inside. People ask, what do you do with the well? We don't touch the well. This is all inside the house.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, everything was done in the basement. It was, as I said earlier, done in the day. Okay, so where do people go to get more information about this WellConnect system?
Our website's the best place to start. There's a ton of information there. It's wellconnectsaves.com. Or you can call us at our main office at 989-356-2113, and we'll be happy to walk you through any questions you have. We typically do a site visit, look at your application, and answer any questions you have.
Well, again, the system is called WellConnect. My wife and I have been extremely happy. We're telling all of our neighbors and friends about this system who happen to have wells, of course. And I've been talking with the co-owners of Terra Caloric. Their product is WellConnect, among others. Tim and Dennis Schultz from Alpena, Michigan, co-owners of Terra Caloric. Thanks so much for being on Greening the Great Lake.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, Kirk.